Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today from Reston, Virginia is Peter Bauman. Peter is founder and CEO of ActiveNav, and today we're going to be talking about the topic of dark data. First, Peter, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
Adam, thank you very much for inviting me. Delighted to be here.
My pleasure. And though I do say with a little hesitation, because until we started talking, I was unfamiliar with the term dark data. It's leaving me a bit apprehensive, as I imagine it is for others. What is dark data exactly?
Yes, you're not alone there. It's a new thing that's I think beginning to envelop the market. So let me try and help with the definition. I'm going to unabashedly, unashamedly, borrow some of Gartner's definition here and mix it with our own. But it's essentially what all organizations collect as part of their regular business process, but they have no plans to use. So it's the data they collect, but they don't really have any plans to use it, and they very rarely throw it out. And that the kind of data we're talking about is vast. It's literally thousands of different data types, but it could be things such as weblogs, visitor tracking data, and surveillance footage, video footage, email correspondence from past and present employees, and so much more, you know, including Excel, PowerPoint, and the like. It's typically unstructured digital data, and it's frequently, in our view, toxic, pernicious, and opaque in its nature. And it comes from the information, interestingly, actually, Adam, it comes from the information that information assets, if you like, that organizations create themselves. They collect it, they process it, and they store it as part of their kind of day-to-day regular business activities, but then they fail to use it for other purposes. So they don't leverage the value, but they do carry the risk. And when I'm talking about risk, you've obviously got risk of cost and escalation, litigious risk. You've got a lot of stuff you have to share with your counsel and opposing counsel in the case of a litigious event. But you've also got potential violation of privacy, regulatory requirements. And of course, on the upside, you're missing all the business value that you may have in there, which is more commonly known today as infonomics. Does that help?
Yeah, it does. And I keep thinking of my own garage as we think right about this and all the boxes of things that just get sort of stored there and collect dust and spider webs and things like that. Though obviously the business risk here is much greater. So where in the organization should compliance teams be looking for this data? I mean, it's not as simple as it is in my home where we know it's all in the garage. Where is it likely to be within an organization?
Well, of course, even in your home, it's not all in the garage. It's quite important. You also have a digital footprint yourself, Adam, and your family and your broader family. But when we're talking about in the business kind of environment, it's generally everywhere. And even though it could be found in what we would probably call clean repositories, you know, so clean data storage areas, and not least in places like your databases where organizations spend a lot of time and money structuring this data, looking after it, keeping it in good order. Even there, you're going to find a lot of dark data, but it's more commonly found in those unstructured locations. We call that data in the wild, if you like. And the kind of repositories we're talking about there where organizations store data are things like file shares, still huge in the world, collaborative tools. You know, they could be collaborative tools for development teams, collaborative tools, project management teams, architecture teams, through to things like chat rooms, you know, Slack. And obviously during COVID, there's been an explosion in all of those tools, such as Microsoft Teams as well. They're all largely unstructured in nature and full of risk.
And we've certainly seen, as people use so many more ways of communication, there is the risk of all the data that's been collected in all those places. Now, once organizations identified all that data, what should be done to get control of it, particularly looking at the compliance perspective?
Right. Well, look, this is a serious job. It's not a bit project and a one-off. We often use the term, it's not for Christmas. You know, it is for life. It's not like a puppy for Christmas kind of thing. You need to wrap it up in an internal, robust information governance program and process. If you don't have one, then you need to develop one and ensure you've got the right executive sponsorship behind it. And so this means kind of implementing and executing remediation actions against that data as part of your program policy and process, and on an ongoing basis. And a really good first step to get moving is to carry something out that we typically call an inventory, if you like, a data inventory exercise. And that's quite easy on structured data sitting in databases. It's less easy on the data in the wild, the unstructured data. And so to facilitate that, you want to start using some tools that will enable you to classify that data, maybe score the data, which will give you a feel for what you're actually working with. If you're looking at, you know, 100 million files, it's really hard to digest and process that kind of output. You know, it's just the fire hose is just too great. So you need some tools such as classification and the scoring to facilitate that an exercise that themselves play against your existing policies and other organizations' experience, of course, because you can benchmark a lot of this. Your approach, Adam, your approach should definitely be holistic in perspective. And as I mentioned earlier, you should really use all your existing processes that you already have to manage your data. So you don't have to keep reinventing the wheel. You may need some new things, but you should already have a lot of good processes in place. And I think, you know, once you've got this going, you can look at what the data is that you need to keep and then the data you need to remove. And you can kind of organize or reorganize the data you're keeping so that your end users, which ultimately what this is all about, you know, your business users can find the documents, number one, and number two, find them more quickly.
And finding them and using them is really what the data was collected for in the first place, not just to just have it. Now, how can organizations best prevent future dark data silos being created? I mean, it seems as if it's going to be a difficult task because at this point we seem to collect data whether we realize it or not.
Yes, and I think that's a really good point. You mustn't pretend that you're going to solve this and that you don't need to worry about it again. It's there forever, and as we all know, it's just growing faster and faster. The data stats that are bandied around and the growth of data now are so ridiculous. We're talking about exabytes and yottabytes, which is something that, you know, the average person really doesn't understand and doesn't really care for. So you have to recognize this is here now. This is a new thing. I remember once at a conference hearing an analyst talking about there's been a new line item on the P&L, and that's a really nice way to look at it. And so to avoid additional dark data or reduce the flow of dark data, there is a lot you can do. You can reduce the burden up front by not least implementing those policies and information governance plan and policy structures we just mentioned, if you like. But as you do that, be very careful to ensure it's pragmatic. You don't want to take a pure consultative view of this is what Nirvana would look like, because you never get there. And so you always have to have a heavy dose of pragmatism in this game. And when I say pragmatic, I say it very carefully, because you're not going to do away with dark data. There's always going to be a law of diminishing returns with the workforce creating it. There's no point trying to get to 98% clean data, because the cost of doing so and the damage you'll do to your workforce is too great. And so you have to get the right balance. Information workers, generally, they don't want to spend time classifying their data. You know, and as you mentioned earlier, Adam, what they want to do is be what they're good at doing, running businesses, running operations, and making decisions. And so they want good data, but they want a version of truth, but they don't really want to spend a lot of time going through trawling data that was created maybe only a few hours ago, never mind years ago. And so organizations have to recognize the need for both upfront, if you like, and after the process needs, and then invest resource and people and technology accordingly. If I may, I think monitoring your unstructured data in a holistic fashion and on an ongoing basis is really key here. And if you can bring a high refresh rate to it, then you've got a real shot at moving the needle.
So finally, looking very, very holistically and down the road for the long term, how can organizations better manage their data and the risk that comes from it?
Yeah, I'll try and keep it nice and sharp so people remember. So smart policies, executive support with your information governance plan, and obviously policies. Right resourcing, right resourcing, right ambition. Implement the appropriate build or built for purpose technologies to support you. Don't try, and I use this word carefully, don't try and fudge something you have hoping it will work. It probably won't, because this is an enormous challenge. So the right tools, you need the right tools to get this right. And indeed, our own strapline here at Active Nav, or our North Star, if you like, is to take our customers ultimately to that state of data nirvana. And we call that a state of zero dark data. So no more dark data in the organization within reason.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if that's possible, because I think we've all found through the years all these devices that we didn't realize we're collecting data were. And I think it's a thing that's going to naturally keep occurring, but it doesn't mean we shouldn't, as you said, keep striving for that nirvana where we can at least find it, identify it, prevent it from being collected where we don't want it to be or where it is, make sure that we have a good handle on it. Well, Peter, thank you for sharing these insights with us today. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA. I hope we're able to expand your compliance perspective.